Peabody's eyes gleamed with triumph as I fell, and he snapped, "The end is nigh!" freezing the young wardens in place, as he'd done before. He ripped the key on its leather thong from around the neck of one of the wardens, opened the gate, then turned with a dagger in his hand and sliced it along the thigh of the young woman who had clobbered me. She cried out, and her leg began spurting blood in rhythm with her heart, a telltale sign of a severed artery. I got back to my feet and hurled a club of raw force at Peabody, but he defeated it as he had the fireball, leapt through the gate and ripped at the air, peeling open the passage between this world and the next. He plunged through it. "Son of a bitch!" I snarled. None of the young wardens were moving, not even the wounded girl. If she didn't get help, she would bleed to death in minutes. "Damn it!" I swore. "Damn it! Damn it! Damn it!" I threw myself onto the girl, ripping the belt off of my jeans and praying that the wound was far enough down her leg for a tourniquet to do any good. Footsteps hammered the floor, and Anastasia Lucio appeared, gun in her good hand, her face white with pain. She slid to a halt next to me, breathing hard, set the weapon on the floor, and said, "I've got her! Go!" On the other side of the security gate, the way was beginning to close. I rose and rushed it, diving forward. There was a flash of light, and the stone tunnel around me abruptly became a forest of dead trees that smelled strongly of mildew and stagnant water. Peabody was standing right in front of the way as he tried to close it, and I hit him in a flying tackle before he could finish the job. He went over backward, and we hit the ground hard. For a stunned half second, neither of us moved, and then Peabody shifted his weight, and I caught the gleam of the bloody dagger at the edge of my vision. He thrust the point at my throat, but I got an arm in the way. He opened a vein. I grabbed at his wrist with my other hand, and he rolled, gaining the upper position and gripping the dagger with both hands, leaning against my one arm with all of his weight. Drops of my own blood fell onto my face as he forced the point slowly toward my eye. I struggled to throw him off me, but he was stronger than he looked, and it was clear that he had more experience in close quarters fighting than I did. I clubbed at him with my wounded arm, but he shrugged it off. I felt my triceps giving way and watched the tip of the knife come closer. The breaking point was at hand, and he knew it. He threw more effort into his attack, and the dagger's tip suddenly stung hot against my lower eyelid. Then there was a huge noise, and Peabody went away. I remained still for a stunned moment and then looked up. Morgan lay on the ground just inside the still open way, Lucio's gun smoking in his hand, his wounded leg a mass of wet scarlet. How he'd managed to run after us given his injury, I had no idea. Even with painkillers, it must have hurt like hell. He stared at Peabody's body with hard eyes. Then his hand started to shake, and he dropped the gun to the ground. He followed it down with a groan. I went to him, breathing hard. "Morgan!" I turned him over and looked at his wound. It was soaked in blood, but it wasn't bleeding much anymore. His face was white. His lips looked gray. He opened his eyes calmly. "Got him." "Yeah," I said. "You got him." He smiled a little. "That's twice I pulled your ass out of the fire." I choked out a little laugh. "I know." "They'll blame me," he said quietly. "There's no confession from Peabody, and I'm a better candidate politically. Let them pin it on me. Don't fight it. I want it." I stared down at him. "Why?" He shook his head, smiling wearily. I stared down at him for long seconds, and then I got it. Morgan had been lying to me from the very start. "Because you already knew who killed Lafortier. She was there when you woke up in his chambers. You saw who did it, and you wanted to protect her." "Anastasia didn't do it," Morgan said, his voice intense and low. "She was a pawn, asleep on her feet. She never even knew she was being used," he shuddered. "Should have thought of that. She got put in that younger body, made her mind vulnerable to influence again." "What happened?" I asked. "Woke up, LaFortier was dead, and she had the knife. Took it from her, veiled her, and pushed her out the door, Morgan said. Didn't have time to get both of us out. So you took the blame, thinking you'd sort things out in the aftermath. But you realized that the frame was too good for anyone to believe you when you tried to tell them what was up. I shook my head. Morgan hadn't given a damn about his own life. He'd escaped when he realized that Anastasia had still been in danger, that he wouldn't be able to expose the real traitor alone. Dresden, he said quietly. Yeah. I didn't tell anyone about Molly, what she tried to do to Anna. I didn't tell. I stared at him, unable to speak. His eyes became cloudy. Do you know why I didn't? Why I came to you? I shook my head. Because I knew, he whispered. He lifted his right hand, and I gripped it hard. I knew that you knew how it felt to be an innocent man hounded by the wardens. It was the closest he'd ever come to saying that he'd been wrong about me. He died less than a minute later.